Hello, everyone, and welcome to the First Income Advisors One Superb Idea Monthly Sales Call. I'm Brian Gangler, and I'm joined today with my partner in crime, the CEO of First Income Advisors, Mr. Mike Starenka. Mike, how are you today?
I am fantastic, Brian.
Glad you could take time out of your busy schedule to join us. You know, I was looking back, Mike, at you've been a busy guy doing some coaching over the last month and a half, haven't you?
Pretty busy, yes.
We had 40 of our top advisors in Tahoe. You had a group of 25 in Maryland. You had another group of 40 in Maryland, all within the last 30 days. And the feedback that I consistently get from our top advisors is the foundation for this call, and it's the role-playing of overcoming the objections. So I'm hoping you'll take a few minutes, and I'd like to put you on the hot seat, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Can I put you? So I've created a list of objections, the top objections our field force gets, and I'm going to rapid fire them as quick as possible at you. But before I do, I know you've really made overcoming objections really an art, and I'd like you to just give us some of your foundational philosophies about how to overcome objections before we jump into the actual specifics.
Well, I appreciate you saying it's an art, but really it's not an art. The art is really in just having a dialogue with people. And so instead of being on the defensive and trying to counteract, you said this, so I'll say this, I'm just trying to make it a conversation, and so you understand what's happening and why we're suggesting what we're suggesting. So I think you'll see that as we do the role play. You're going to come at me with things, and I'm going to give you the standard way I react with the prospect. So I'm ready when you are.
Well, my goal in this coaching call is to throw you a couple curveballs, objections that you won't be prepared for. Do you think I'll be able to do that?
No one ever knows it all. There's always some weird thing that somebody might have. But for the most part, 95% of the most common objections you can easily cover. And the 5 that are weird, 5% that are weird, you can just tell them, well, that's a very odd request or an odd statement. Why, what planet are you coming from with such an odd request? So, but anyway, let's go.
All right. Well, stow your luggage, fasten your seatbelt, get on the hot seat, because here I come, Mike. I like exactly what you've been talking about the last couple of appointments, but I got to tell you, Mike, I am not interested in locking my money up for 10 years.
Neither would I.
But that's what you showed me. It's a 10-year lockup.
It's a 10-year annuity. If we put it money in and we surrender it immediately, we'd have a charge, and that charge lasts for 10 years. That is a true statement.
But?
But what? I don't know what the but is. We're not putting all the money in annuities, and we're using this to create a pension, and you need a pension, so I can't have my cake and eat it too. You want something that has a guaranteed stream. I can either give away the money and we can never get at it, or I can set it up where I have some penalties for about 10 years. It's up to you.
Oh, I need the pension stream.
Well, then we should put this into the annuity. And so let me ask you this. Would you rather have it be where you can never get at it, or you can get at it, but you pay a penalty?
I'd rather pay a penalty than never get at it.
Okay, then that's probably what we should do. And again, Brian, we're not putting all the money. If I said that we're taking all of your $1 million and doing it, that would be one thing. We're not. I'm saying let's position $500,000 to create a pension. We still have ample liquidity in the bank and in the IRA So we are fine. So we're not locking all your money up for 10 years.
Speaking of locking it up, Mike, the market always does better than annuities, doesn't it?
It should.
Why should it?
Because you're taking a lot more risk.
But the market's always going to go up, up, and up. It's hardly any risk there.
Well, that would be nice. But two times in the last 14 years, we've had 50% market corrections. So if you can guarantee that the market's going to go up every single year the rest of your life, absolutely 100%, you should go all in the market.
So how do you get paid on these annuities?
I get paid a finder's fee or a commission directly from the companies, and we're independent. We deal with all the big, strong, safe companies, and then we say who's got the best terms for you. Some companies are better if you're 50. Some are better if you're 60. Some are better if you're 70. Some are better if I turn the income on now. Some are better if I wait. And so what I'll do when we design this plan is find out who's got the best terms for you. And that company pays me a finder's fee. I'm not married to any one company.
Is that all you do, annuities?
Nope.
What else?
We do lots of different things. We do life insurance. We do long-term care. My staff does the assets under management. But what we start at in our planning is framing out your income so we have a minimum income base coming in to meet your monthly obligations. And that's what the annuity will help solve. Once we've solved that, anything above that, you can do whatever you want with it. You can put it in life insurance. You can put it in the stock market. You can put it in CDs. You can put it in bonds. You can put it in long-term. I don't care what you do. All I want to do is protect your income.
Well, I was thinking, Mike, I don't want to use an annuity. Is this an annuity? And I go so far to say, with everything I've read, I hate annuities.
Well, I hate annuities too. But I love what they do because there's no other financial instrument that I can put the money in. If you guarantee the income for the rest of your life, you die, your wife gets the income for the rest of her life. She dies, the kids get the balance. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it even has a longevity component that says if one of you lives a long time, like 30 or 40 years, and interest rates never go up and the stock market never goes up and the account is spent to zero, they'll continue to pay for the rest of your life and for the rest of her life. Again, that's pretty sweet.
I was really thinking that, Mike, we have all the income we will ever need.
Okay. So would you like a raise?
Tell me more about that.
Well, your income is $100,000. What if I can get it to $150,000?
Well, $150,000 is always better than $100,000.
I would think so. So let's give you a raise and give you an extra $4,000 a month to play around with. Do you have grandkids?
I do.
So maybe we could spoil the grandkids. Or maybe we could set up an education fund with the income stream coming off the extra money. Maybe we could take a trip to Europe. Maybe we could take the kids and the grandkids on a Disney cruise.
Are these annuities all the same? I mean, they typically have, I read on the internet, super high fees. They have the high commissions. Are they all the same?
No. But the ones that have the really high fees, those are generally variable annuities. And although my firm is licensed to sell them, most people prefer not to do them because we can get more income and reduce the fees by 80% using a fixed index annuity. The commissions are not high, so they used to be higher several years ago, but now they're pretty much standard, about 6%.
Currently, Mike, I get my RMDs from my IRA, And what I like about that is my account still goes up.
Well, that's when did you start taking your RMDs?
I've been taking them in like the last 3 years.
Okay. Well, the market's been cooperating. And so that's not surprising. But when the market's not cooperating, your account value will go down, and you'll still have to take out your fees.
So it won't continue to go up forever?
Well, it could. If the market cooperates every year the rest of your life. Do you think the stock market's going to go up to 20,000, 24,000, 28,000, 32,000 without a hiccup?
No, everything I read says there's going to be a hiccup.
Well, there's a potential hiccup in that statement of taking my RMDs and my cap still growing is going to be false. So two times in the last 14 years, we've had a 50% market correction. And when people had their money in the market and they were taking RMDs and the market went down 50%, they were probably down about 65 to 70% all in because they were taking their RMDs. So if you're okay going down 50 to 70% at a given time, if the market corrects as strong as it did the last two times, and then I would say stay in the market. But if you're unwilling for that, then maybe you should look at an alternative solution.
Mike, what makes you different from the other advisors?
One, I would say the conversation that we're having now, because we focus on the income. And where most people just say, show me your money and let me tell you what great things I can do with your money. We focus our entire conversation about making sure you have enough money coming in to meet your monthly obligations. Once you have that, then we decide how much risk to take with amounts above that. So I'd say that's what distinguishes us, as well as putting an income for life plan together, as well as putting a personal financial inventory binder together, and as well as scheduling regular maintenance. So those things make us different.
I really like that personal financial inventory binder you showed me.
It's pretty strong. Most people like it.
Mike,
most people do not have it. So.
Mike, we had a bad experience with our last advisor, and we really want to take our time.
I can appreciate that, and I would suggest taking your time as well. We're going to take things real slow.
So with everything that you've shown us so far through the appointment process, I think we understand it, but at this point in time, we really just need to think about it.
Okay. I agree you should. What specifically do you need to think about, Brian?
Well, for us, it's a lot of money, and we just want to make sure we're making the right decision.
Okay. Well, you are if your goal is to create enough guaranteed income so you can retire safely, if that's your chief objective, then you are absolutely making the right decision. If that's not your chief objective, then I would say probably not a good idea.
So let me tell you one more time, Mike. I got to tell you, I hate annuities.
I hear you. I hear you. What do you want me to say?
Why would we use an annuity for this income?
I'm going to repeat this one more time. And I don't mean any disrespect, but it's the only vehicle that I can show you that guarantees the income for the rest of your life. Because everything else leaves it at the mercy of the markets. And that's fine, as we were talking before, the market always goes up. But if it doesn't go up and it doesn't cooperate and you run out of money and you call me up, I'm going to say, you're out of money. Please stop calling my office.
I don't like that.
Then that's why people like the annuities. You know, back in the day, Brian, we used to have a pension. And the pension was provided for by our employer. and that guaranteed us income for the rest of our lives. Pensions virtually don't exist anymore, and these annuities are really the new pension. They're what allows you to retire and make sure you're never going to run out of money. So, as I said before, the closer you look, the more sense it makes.
I would agree with that statement.
So would I. So with that being said, if that makes sense and we're accomplishing your goals, I'm not sure there's anything left to think about.
Well, when you put it like that, it makes sense.
As I said, the closer you look, the more sense it makes.
What would be the next step?
Just some paperwork to establish the account.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to have Nick come in, and Nick is my director of operations, and he's going to walk you through the paperwork to establish the account. And then I'll step back in when you guys are done. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it.
So you can unbuckle your seatbelt now. You survived the hot seat.
It's not a hot seat. And that's the thing that really all you're trying to do is help people. And, you know, our firm, we do manage money. We make a lot more off a managed account than we do off of the annuities longer term. But the difference is, are you willing to run out of money if you're 60 or 65 or 70? So risk is for people trying to get to the monies most of your prospects already have. All they got to do is make sure they don't get cut in half. You follow?
I do.
And so when you look at it that way, all we're getting paid to do is help people solve problems. And I don't care how we solve the problem, a sure thing versus a maybe. And if they say, I don't want a maybe, I don't want to run out of money, I don't want to have to get back to work at 75 or 80, then we should probably look at an annuity for a portion of the money. The problem comes when guys try and place too much in the annuities. So, for example, somebody comes to you with $1 million, and you're showing $1 million annuity. That's just not appropriate. What's more appropriate is once you do the fact finder, you find out, hey, they need to protect 452,000 of that. You say, we should protect 452,000. And they say, well, what should I do with the other, you know, 558? We can put that in a managed account and watch it, and hopefully the market cooperates. But even if it doesn't, we're going to be rock solid in that we're never going to run out of money. And people will say, that sounds pretty good. I say, I agree. Because the closer you look, the more sense it does make. So let's just help you walk through that, and we'll set up a binder for you. We'll set up everything. We'll track it. We'll have you in on a regular basis annually to make sure the plan is doing what we said it would do. And you'll be very happy. And when you do that, you'll just move a lot of money, a ton of money, and you're doing the right thing.
So we'll go back to the beginning. It's important to frame it in a conversation.
Well, don't get defensive. I mean, guys, if you're getting defensive, then you're pushing annuities too strong, you know, because I really don't care what people do if they don't want to protect it, because you're not going to put a square peg in a round hole. If they really don't want the protection, then don't go there, you know. But if they truly want to have a source of guaranteed income that they never have to worry about, then they're probably going to look at an annuity, you know. And either answer is appropriate. All I want to do is find out as quickly as I can if you're a likely candidate. And if not, that's okay. And let me tell you, meet with my other people in the office, and they'll tell you what great things you can do with the stock market.
So there you have it from one of the industry's top advisors, an advisor that in my 20-year career has more appointments in a week, in a month, in a year than any advisor I've ever known. Mike, I appreciate your time. I know you've got to run back into an appointment. I did want to let everybody know, Mike, we've got a we just announced a premier coaching event in Laguna Niguel next year.
That is going to be fantastic. That's a beautiful location. It'll be a 4 or 5 day event, depending on your qualification. And we're just going to have a great time. I'm really looking forward to it.
So for everyone on the call, if you'd like the objections, you can give us a call at 888-556-1379. Again, if you'd like the objections, 888-556-1379. Mike, again, I appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy afternoon, so good luck on the afternoon, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.